Good afternoon. This is Mark Wilkes with the podcast Dads Know a Little Something. And today I want to address a topic that at times has been very controversial in this country. Not so much these days, but in the past it has been a very touchy and sometimes downright explosive topic. And that topic is interracial relationships. Now, it doesn't seem like a big deal today, and it really isn't. Interracial relationships have been on the rise for at least the past 10 to 20 years, and it doesn't raise the attention that it used to, say, 30, 40 years ago. That being said, I want to explore the unique challenges of being a father in an interracial relationship. Typically, Black and Hispanic fathers have a unique role to play in the lives of their children who are born of interracial parents. The questions that kids ask, they can be shocking, but they can also be thought-provoking. And it's up to us as fathers, I mean parents in general, but fathers specifically, it is up to us to be able to answer the questions that they have honestly and as realistically as we possibly can. So I'm just going to go ahead and dive right into this. For those in the audience that may not be aware, and I doubt there's any of you like that, I consider you all to be pretty smart. The United States doesn't have exactly what we would call a stellar record when it comes to race. From the beginning of this country, even before it was the United States, race has played a very large part in the social, cultural, legal framework of the country. Take that how you will, the history speaks for itself. Now, this is not a historical or political podcast, but I feel like I have to state the facts as they are, and they do tie in to the rest of what we're going to be talking about today. At the foundation of the United States, this country was essentially set up for the outlook of white people in general, and specifically white men. Now, part of the catering to whites was slavery. Slavery was part of this equation. Ironically, the more slaves that were imported into this country and were born here due to, you know, just natural increase, racial mixing was also on the increase, along with the number of Black slaves here. Now, there was a term for interracial relationships, and it was called miscegenation. Miscegenation was basically a white man or woman in being in a relationship with a Black man or woman or Native American, and basically white and anything except white would be considered an interracial relationship and be covered under these anti-miscegenation laws. Side note, these laws were not struck down nationally until 1967. So we're not talking about ancient history here. That case was Loving versus Virginia, if you want to check it out. Anyway, getting back to the topic at hand, the children born from these relationships were often presented with a pressing problem. They did not belong to the world of whites or totally in the world of black either. They were stuck in the middle most times. Now, there were plenty of interracial children who could pass as white and did. And during the time that this was going on, it's understandable that they would want to relate more to the white side of their heritage because generally their life was a whole lot easier. Moving forward to now, we don't have those issues thanks to civil rights laws and the striking down of anti-miscegenation laws in 1967. We don't really have those problems, at least not in a legal sense the way it was then. There's nothing official keeping people of different races from being together and creating children. That being said, there are still issues when it comes to interracial children, that children of two white, two black, two Hispanic, etc. parents will not really have to face. Now, I'm not trying to say that parents of interracial children are somehow special or have it so much harder than others, just that their experience will be different. As the father of three interracial children, I can testify to the questions and sometimes confusion that children, interracial children, will have about both themselves, how they see themselves, and how the world at large sees them. My children are black and Hawaiian. They are beautiful creatures, but understandably, I am biased. But that appearance, their exotic, I guess some people would want to call it, appearance raises questions, not only from others, you know, society in general, but from themselves as well. I do my best to expose my children to both sides of their heritage. I don't want them to shun one side in favor of the other. I would love to see them embrace both sides equally, but in the long run, that's not really up to me. They may choose to embrace one side over the other, maybe not totally. You know, they might not totally shun the one side of themselves, but it's natural to favor one side over the other, even if it is just a little bit. Parents can have a influence on this. As I said, I want to expose them to both sides, but there are factors that will help make that choice for the children. The first thing that will influence that is the parent that they spend the most time with. Taking my personal case, if my sons spend more time with me than their mother, they're going to, of course, identify with the black side of their heritage rather than the Hawaiian side. And the same would be vice versa. You know, the same vice versa, it would be the same. So what I want to do is to give as much of a balance as I possibly can, you know, when it comes to that. A second factor will be which side of their heritage that they see being presented in a more positive light. This speaks to representation. I know it's kind of a tired topic with some people, that people of different races enjoy seeing themselves represented in the media, on television, in movies, what have you. I think it is a good thing you know, for everyone to see positive representation of their particular ethnic or racial group in mass media. It can only help not only the members of that community, but humanity as a whole. It does not do anyone any favors to see a racial trope or negative stereotype being bombarded at an audience that contains members of that racial group. Children belonging to this group, if they happen to be interracial, are going to look at that presentation and they're going to try and downplay it. They're going to try to identify as little as possible with that aspect of their heritage. And it's going to hurt them in the long run because they're going to cut themselves off from an entire segment of themselves. And as a father, I want to prevent that as much as I can. I want to make certain that my children are exposed to as much positive reinforcement and representation of both sides of their heritage. And I would think and hope that there are other fathers out there who would do the same. No one wants to see a part of their culture or their heritage presented in a negative light 100% of the time, and to watch their children distance themselves from that side of them. And as I said before, how our children feel about one or both sides of their heritage ultimately is up to them, but we do have a chance to, at the very least, give them the exposure to each side of their culture and of their heritage and allow them to make that decision for themselves. I hate to make this about, I don't want to make this episode entirely about race. I really don't. Given today's political and social climate, it feels like everything is about race. And that's not necessarily what I want to do. Let me rephrase that. I don't want to make this a negative conversation about race. I want to make this a positive and educational discussion about race. I don't want to turn it into, you know, a screaming match or some kind of supremacist, you know, podcast. I don't want to try and lift any one race above another simply because I happen to be talking about it today. What I want to do is present my reality and the reality of many others like myself who are in interracial relationships. I want to present that reality in the best light possible. Will that make some people uncomfortable? Sure. But I feel like this has to get out there. I feel like there are people like myself who have questions about how they should handle certain situations or certain questions that their children ask about one or the other side of their racial or cultural heritage. This isn't to bash white people or anything like that. This is to ask and answer honest questions that we may have as parents or that we have to face coming from our interracial children. That's it. You know, I'm not trying to set myself up as an expert. I'm just giving you my experience and hoping that my own experience can help others. As I was doing research for this episode, I found many articles that, to be honest, I kind of had to laugh at because they gave such an extreme view of this topic. They made it sound like a minefield. And while it can be challenging, it's not as bad as all that. A couple of actually helpful articles I came across, one of them was on ThoughtCo.com, and it was written by Nandra Kareem Niddle. She makes some of the points that I did previously, but she adds to it by advocating that interracial families, if at all possible, move into areas where families like themselves live. If they're not the minority at the or if they're not the majority, they at the very least are visible to the children of interracial parents. That way they have a more positive outlook and a more positive opinion of their own situation if they see that there are others who also have parents of varying races. They will have a more positive outlook because they will see that all sides of themselves are being represented. They will see that there are others like them who also have a good and healthy perception of themselves and their situation. Now, I understand that that's not always possible. Especially right now, who can afford to just pick up and move because there are more people that look like you. While it's a great idea, it's not always possible. For the majority of interracial families, they're kind of stuck where they are, whether, you know, they are in a majority black area, majority white area, they kind of have to make the best of their situation. Not that it's terrible, but it would be easier if these children, these interracial children, could see more people like them. Another article that I thought was a bit more realistic and actually could have immediate solutions was written by Jennifer Torres on parents.com. Without quoting the whole thing, it essentially said, be honest with your children when they ask these questions. Be as honest as you and accurate as you possibly can when they ask questions like, why is my skin darker or lighter than mom or dad? Or why is my hair curly and dad's hair straight? To be honest with our children when they ask these questions is the best advice that either I could give or I could find in my research. Nowadays, it's very common for people to say that they, quote, don't see color. We don't see color. And while that sounds good if you're talking to other like-minded adults, it can be confusing to a child. Because the child obviously sees differences in color and hair texture and culture, what have you. So for a parent to say, well, we don't see color, that child is going to think that something perhaps is either wrong with their parents or wrong with them. More than likely, they will think something is wrong with their own perception of the world, because when a child hears their parents say, well, we don't see color, that could trigger something in the child's mind that makes them think that they're doing something wrong, that perhaps they are out of step with reality, because if mom and dad don't see color, but I do, what's wrong with me? With today's world, we need to spare our children to, you know, from having to deal with yet another problem. And this problem has a very simple solution. Just be honest about the differences between people without making those differences the focus. it is much easier to be honest with a child at the age of 4, 5, and 6 than have that child, you know, 10 years down the road, confused about who they are or where they fit because they were told for so long that, well, we don't see color, when the child obviously did. And now we have a bigger problem on our hands that could have been solved simply a long time ago by only being honest. I'm going to wrap this up by saying that, again, I'm not trying to put interracial parents or parents of interracial children on a pedestal. I'm not trying to make them victims by any stretch. I just want to say that as a father of interracial children, I want to say that the challenges that we face are different. They're not necessarily harder. They're just different than parents of single race children. We face the same general struggles as, you know, far as balancing work and family life and keeping the lights on and, you know, doing homework and spending time and all that. We face those same general challenges. But as is said, the devil is in the details. And being in an interracial relationship and having children as a result, it just presents some unique challenges that others don't necessarily have to face. So I just want to sign off by saying again, when children ask questions about where they came from and why are mommy and daddy different, or why are me and my brother or sister different, make your answer as honest and as factual as you possibly can, because our children are going to be facing enough in this world that will challenge them. They don't need to also deal with their parents' cowardice when it comes to questions about race and ethnicity. Honesty in this case, and every case, truly is the best policy.